talking today grows out of a blog I posted 2 days ago, and the blog grew out of an email correspondence I had with a guy. I'm going to mention his name because he deserves some credit, Jim Tisdale. He's a legal advisor out in L.A. He's not in D.C. He's at L.A. Air Force Base working, you know, on contracting issues. And we met at a conference a few years ago, and we've sort of been in touch back and forth, and he comments on my blogs and asks me questions. So he sent me an email last week and said, I got an idea. And his idea was, you know, there are typically negotiated hotel rates for specific hotels that are, you know, at or under the federal per diem for various cities for federal travelers. He said, what if I can go on Priceline or whatever and get a better deal than for that hotel than the government rate? How about we say, I get that reservation and the government gets half of the savings, I get half the savings as the employee. I thought it was a neat idea, so I put it on the blog to, you know, to sort of put it out there. It got actually a fair amount of dialogue. I put it on, obviously this is not even going to come close to solving the budget deficit by itself, to put it mildly. But I put it on partly to indicate a little bit where you were going, Francis, which is we really should be looking for two things. We should be looking to tap the skills and abilities and patriotism of the federal workforce to help out with the budget deficit. And second, we ought to be looking at it's like everything in government and everywhere, it's not a one-size-fits-all. We should be looking for these kinds of share and savings or gain-sharing opportunities where employees can directly get some of the a portion of the monetary benefits of savings they generate.
The first thing that I thought when I read your piece, Steve, was somebody on the Hill will go crazy about this. The second thing I thought was somebody like you or somebody who can explain the logic of this should sit down and talk about this, because the net result to the government can only be positive. There is there's no incentive right now for me as a federal employee to sit down and find deals on, say, you've mentioned Priceline, Hotwire is another site where there are things out there, and so on. There's no incentive right now to do it.
Correct.
There would be an incentive here. So somebody whose attitude is, well, the government won't get all the savings, seems to me at least to have the wrong attitude.
Right. My attitude is that 100%, the government get all the savings, 100% of nothing is nothing.
Exactly.
I'd rather the taxpayer and the agency get 50% of something than 100% of nothing.
Yeah, and you know what? I had an interesting conversation about this a while back with somebody at an agency that will not be mentioned. We sat down and looked at some per diem rates, and then just for fun went on Hotwire, and there are even sites now where you can see what the hotels are before you buy them, and, you know, based on the experience that other users have had. So you can actually kind of, in a way, rig the system and figure out where you're going. And there's plenty of deals out there that would save money. And it, no disrespect intended to the people that negotiate the per diem rates, but there are hotels out there in this economic environment that would love to do better. So this is just one area where it seems like if there's an incentive for somebody to look at it, they can save some money. And you're right, it's not going to eliminate the deficit, but good Lord, doesn't every penny help at this point?
Every penny helps, and every engagement by mission-oriented and patriotic feds helps, and we should be encouraging those.
That's the other point that is kind of between the lines of what you're writing here that I see, and we have your post linked up now at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, by the way, Steve, is this is an engagement tool. We're doing a series on morale all this week, and we have some terrific resources about employee morale and federal agencies at federalnewsradio.com. One of the issues with morale is nobody seems to care what I think. Nobody seems to care. Everybody wants to pick on my benefits and my pay and so on, and nobody seems to care that I might have ideas that are valuable and ideas that might help the agency do something.
I mean, one of the reasons I wanted to shout out Jim Tisdale's name was to give him credit that he's thinking on his own time, basically, about here's an idea for saving the government money. So I think it's a good idea on the merits, but I also think this kind of exercise of feds who are close to the ground, who know what's going on in the agencies, coming up with savings ideas is something we ought to be encouraging.
One of the things that you wrote, and I'll just read it because you write it better than I could paraphrase it, Jim's cost savings idea reflects nicely the cost saving elements of the contracting culture, which I've urged many times be brought to the fore in the current fiscal environment. You have mentioned that a number of times, and we've talked about it on this show. Why is that something that you keep hammering on, Steve?
I keep hammering on it because obviously, we have a huge budget deficit problem. The contracting culture, the 1102 culture, has always emphasized the idea of getting the government a good deal. Now, as never before, we need that culture to sort of come out and blossom, and individual contracting professionals, 1102s in the government, to build off of that. Of that culture of getting a good deal, looking for ways to save the government money that can help on the contracting side, save the government money.
What should somebody do in a position of authority to try to drive this, or is this something that needs to grow organically amongst the employees themselves?
Well, I think partly it's part of the culture. It's actually, it's funny. I was thinking as you asked me the question, I have to call somebody who comes out of contracting, now outside of the government, about something. And I told him I was going to call him tonight. And the reason I'm calling him tonight from home is because my home phone is free because I have a monthly plan. My office phone is not in the government. It's at Harvard. But my office phone, Harvard has to pay for it. And I was just as a conscientious employee trying to save Harvard some money. That's very much the contracting culture. I sort of come out of that culture a little bit myself. And that's just sort of how people are. So I think partly what we need, particularly for those parts of the federal culture, like the contracting culture, that have this kind of get a good deal perspective in the culture. That's just, I would say, sort of let contracting people be contracting people in some sense. More broadly, I do think that at leadership levels, we ought to be encouraging, honoring, rewarding people who come up with these ideas.